The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this Saturday. I'll tell you what, before we get to that, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. And oh, there we go. Oh, I'll give you a little preview there of today. Look, not a great day. Some X's there. NBA is on fire to unders. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. But we did have some nice plays there. Maestro coming through with the Air Force. Zeta John coming through with the PGA Tour. And a couple wins there for Buckets and Chip Patterson. All right, enough of me talking. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Get this thing fired up. So first up, Micah Roberts, looking sharp, buddy. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. This is an amazing Saturday, college basketball, heading into NASCAR race tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely fun, looking exciting. Hello to all the gentlemen out there. You guys look great, and let's do it.
Let's do it indeed. All right, M Squared, my dude. What's good, bro?
Not much, AB. Just getting ready for a huge college basketball slate. 150 college basketball games today. Absolutely beautiful. Let's go for it.
Dude, beautiful indeed. My man, Eric Cullen, EC, had a nice birthday there. Celebration last night. How'd everything go?
Oh, AB, we had a great time. I had about 40 of us for my 40th birthday. It was great. I had a great burger place here in town. But it's time to bounce back today. It's been a rough week with the picks. The only problem, though, AB, M Squared has me questioning one of my choices later in the show. So I'm rethinking it right now.
Bro, let me say this. The last two nights, me and Mikey have gone on CBS Sports HQ, and I knew that I was in trouble the minute that I started fading, like not fading his picks because we don't know beforehand, but like being on the opposite side. And I was like, oh, hell, this ain't good. I don't like this at all. And yeah, it generally turned out how you think that it was. Jason Spector, the speculator. My bro, how we doing, man?
We're doing great today. We're definitely going to talk about how the NBA has been wild this season, like you said later on the show. But great to see everybody.
Yeah, dude, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's get to the storylines that affect the betting lines for today because I want to talk about exactly that, all right? And we look at the last 2 weeks in the NBA, and it has been under city. You've got the numbers here. I think it's like 60% or something like that. It's been crazy in terms of the unders and how hard they've been hitting. You know more about it than I do. Talk to me, man. What do you got?
Yeah, so it's closer to about 56%. So in the last 2 weeks, the under has come in 54 to 42, and then at four pushes. The average total for the games in the last 2 weeks has been 226.9, and the line has been 231. So we're talking a whole 4 to 5 points, essentially, below the line. And I don't have just the 2 weeks for you. Let's look at the entire season, because we have gone up and down with the NBA. In October and November, the average total for the NBA game was 225.8, and the lines were 224.9 on consensus on average. Now, the December games, the games went up to 229.5 total on average. So we're talking a good almost 4 point jump. The lines definitely adjusted. They went to 228, but last month, 231.2 average total game, and the line went to 230. And we just talked about how in the last 2 weeks, the line is still going up at 231 average, yet the game scores 226.9, almost 4 points difference. Not sure why it's happening at the moment, but the books aren't adjusting the way that the trends have been with the games. So it's a little bit opposite right now.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And like, you know, I'm seeing it obviously, on our show, on other shows, all of our, you know, friends from other companies. I mean, it's been brutal, dude. The last 2 weeks have been crazy in the NBA. So yeah, great points there, man. Good information for sure. Now, speaking of good information, Mike, I'm coming over to you. NASCAR season is back. All right, we start tomorrow, but a little bit something about the race. When does the actual season start? Get us prepped up, man. What do we need to know?
Yeah, Sunday's race is at the LA Coliseum, the famed Coliseum, and it's called the Busch Light Clash. It's an exhibition race. Only 150 laps. It's a quarter-mile track. They don't have any pit roads, so it's a little confusing to look at, a little bad if you have to go into the pits. Last year was the first time they had it. It was won by Joey Logano, and only three drivers led, and the race was completed in under an hour. Pretty fast racer. So they got a lot of qualifying heat races that they mix it up with. It starts earlier in the day, then they have some entertainment and then the race, and you know, it's all fun. But the good thing is the sounds are back, right? That's good. The cars are back, only a few little changes in the new car, the next gen car that debuted last year. So there's not going to be a lot of changes from last year. So basically for this race, which is an exhibition race, 2 weeks will be Daytona 500. We'll talk about that then. But this race here, I kind of break it down. I look at the short track guys, the guys that had the power last year. I'm looking at William Byron, 15-1. He's my top choice to win. No practice yet, no anything. Haven't seen anything yet. So be careful as far as betting on what you do. Just throw a little bit on it. But 15-1 is good value, I think, for William Byron. I look at Martinsville. This is half the size of a Martinsville, if we can equate a little bit. Byron won at Martinsville. He also finished seventh there in the fall race. And then I'm going to go to Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is on a new team now. First time. I mean, he was 16 years with Joe Gibbs Racing, 60 wins over his career. They said, bye-bye, no sponsorship, no Kyle Busch. You got to move on. So he went to Richard Childress Racing, and he's got a great car here. This is one Tyler Reddick last year won three races with, which was a pretty phenomenal for RCRs. It's been kind of on the down cycle for the last two decades. So we're going to go Kyle. I think the redemption, I think the car, I think the setup's going to be perfect for Kyle Busch to win. But he's 8-1, one of four favorites, co-favorites at Caesar Sports at 8-1. And then I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr. at 20-1, short track driver. Nine of his last 12 wins with Joe Gibbs Racing have come on tracks 1.33 miles or less. So that's what I do. I'm going to look and see what I have. This isn't going to help for anything because of it's just not a real type of NASCAR race. It's exhibition, but I will have some action on it. So good luck.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man, I'm fired up for NASCAR to come back. You were on fire last year, especially down the stretch, dude. You were cashing legitimately every single weekend in the playoffs. So yeah, man, fired up for that. Can't wait to see you just really run it, man, again, all season long. Question in the chat here, our man, Edward Hughes. Has any update on not resetting expert records when they have a losing record on your site? Yeah, I can answer that one. Absolutely. So look, it's kind of a lose-lose in all, right? Like there used to be every single number that was put on there, and then people would get upset because they would say, well, those were trends from 3 months ago. I don't care about those. Where are your experts hitting at right now? So there's really no good answer because it's not going to please everybody. I will say this though. We do update those numbers. Well, we keep those numbers accurate throughout every single pick. You can see the units that are up or down at any time for any of our experts on the site. But if you do ever want to see any singular expert's record, one, you could go through their you know, profile and scroll all the way down, or get in touch with Larry Hartstein. For real. He will shoot you over that information anytime that you ever want it, and he wants you to. So if you ever want to take a look at that, for real, hit up Larry Hartstein. You can get him on Twitter. You can get him through email as well, and he'll get you all that information. But, yeah, no, like, Edward, that's a good question and definitely worth asking. Yeah, I hope that made sense. There's just really no perfect way to do it right there on one side. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. All right, jumping in here. Basketball, college basketball, coming to you, M Squared. And, dude, you've been all over our boys from Belmont down the street, and you got to play on that game today, man. Hit us up. What do you got?
Yes, we're going Belmont here. Illinois State over 139. I like the totals in these Belmont games, especially when we're going to be playing at home here. Look, these two teams not great defensively, ranked 169th and 240th in defensive rating. Belmont, they play with a lot more pace than Illinois State here. The problem for Illinois State, the problem for any team when you don't play quickly and you're probably losing this game, you're going to have to speed things up at some point. That typically leads to turnovers or scoring if you have a good shooting day. Also going to lead to points. One thing I think Belmont is also going to be able to shoot a few more free throws in this game. Their opponent, Illinois State, rates 280th in defensive free throw rate. I don't think it's the level of competition that they're going to see. It's going to be difficult for them to keep up in certain spots. They are going to foul. Put them on the free throw line. Belmont should go over 80 points on their end in this game. Meanwhile, Illinois State, we've seen them routinely score in the upper 60s, low 70s, very, very consistently. This is a matchup that projects as one that I have a very comfortable over on. Let's go over 139.5. You're on mute, AB.
Oh, I did it to myself. That is a five. Oh, dude, that's a huge five. Nice call, Mikey. Nice call. All right, Micah, coming over to you. Same deal. College basketball, man, one play. Hit us with it, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to take Florida Atlantic. FAU has been killing it all season, covering the number all season long, and they come off a loss. The spread's about 1 point, 1.5 point light, but I think they're going to be fine on the road here. Bounce back game against a Charlotte squad that is struggling. They started out okay, but Conference USA play has not been good for them. So far, they are, what do we have on them there? They've 1-4 their last five games, 2-6 their last eight games, and they've lost their last two. And also, you've got Florida Atlantic coming in. They've got four starters back from last year's squad. They're building their coach, Dusty Mays, implemented more. They've expanded more on defense and played better. So this is, I think it's going to be a really great defensive game for FAU. They need to come back after struggling in their last game. 21-2 on the season, 15-5 ATS, and 7-3 ATS on the road. Florida Atlantic with the cover.
I like it, man. I like it. There we go. All right. Speculator, you talked about unders, NBA. You got two plays today. I always hate when, like, when we go with something and then it's like, oh, is this the time that it flips back? But you know what? Dude, brass on the table. What do you got, man?
Yeah, we're going to go for it. You and I have been texting back and forth about those unders. And I said last night, I said, you know what? Let's go with it. Our model, our Sportsline AI model, it looks at the past 20 games for every NBA team and looks at every single play. And the fact that it's noticed that the line is not decreasing and the fact that the games have been decreasing recently, it has been projecting a lot more unders. So the two unders we're going with tonight is Wizards Nets under 229.5. Our Sportsline AI is predicting 228. And this also adds, I like this one because the Nets look terrible against the Celtics and Kyrie just requested a trade. That's going to be a weird locker room at the moment. And I think it's just not conducive to the Nets scoring a lot of points. Second one is going to be the Suns and Pistons. 227. We're going under that number. Our Sportsline AI has this way under at 223. Both these teams are on the second leg of a back-to-back. And as for all the reasons we like the unders, it's from the top of the show. Go back and watch it, and you can see why.
There we go. There we go. Now, EC, I like that you fire off with parlays and you bring them and you label them in terms of what they are. That's my favorite part. I like your efficiency. I like the way just that you operate in general. So we got big karma, good karma after the birthday. Got a couple parlays. Hell yeah, my man. Bring it to me. What do you got?
Well, thanks, AB. I appreciate that. You know, we had some rough beats. I mean, Thursday, the last one, I was on Utah as a home favorite against Stanford. I don't know what that was. They were down 15 at halftime and couldn't rally. So we're gonna bounce back. I got three money line parlays. I think I have eight home teams combined today. So let's go through them. We have the early money line parlay: Cincinnati against UCF. Cincinnati 11-3 at home. UCF has lost four straight. So we'll check that one. This one's where you get the value: Oklahoma State against TCU. Oklahoma State's won 4 of 5, just blew out Oklahoma last game. TCU, as much as I had them the other night, they're without their best player, Mike Miles. I'm going with Oklahoma State, the home team, trying to backdoor into the NCAA tournament. And Memphis against Tulane. Memphis kind of playing good ball right now. It's kind of the cherry on top of this parlay. They've won 5 in a row and are 10-0 at home. You can get these three. I got it last night at plus 209. Odds might have gone down a little bit this morning. Then we've got the winning streak late money line parlay. That's Creighton, who's won 5 straight and 8 out of 10. Texas A&M, who's won 9 out of 11, 10-1 at home. And by the way, Georgia's 1-6 on the road. That's an easy one. And then the one that provides some value: Louisiana against Marshall. Two good teams, but Louisiana's won 8 in a row, and they're 9-0 at home. You can get those three at plus 151. And then this one, which I was feeling good about, I guess, until I talked to M Squared before the show. Found out he's a Kansas State alum, and he doesn't love this one as much, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Iowa State over Kansas, early game. Iowa State's 11-0 at home, just lost to Kansas a couple weeks ago, 62-60, close game. Kansas has lost both road games this season to ranked teams. Iowa State's kind of in a funk. They've lost 4 of 6, but all have been on the road. This one's kind of a must if they want a higher seed. Then, I know Kansas State beat Texas like 116-103 the other week, but they're 12-0 at home, M Squared. Texas, not that great of a road team, and I just don't trust them as much without Chris Beard. They're 3-2 on the road. And your Wildcats have not lost 2 in a row all season. And since they lost to Coach's Kansas team the other day, I'm going with them. You can parlay Iowa State money line and Kansas State money line for plus 310.
Nice. Nice. And coming at M Squared, too. I like that. Respectfully, as you did.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding? Listen, I just don't feel good when M Squared's telling me his alma mater is going to lose today. I'm going with the home team. I got to stick with the home team theme, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got to give M Squared this, man. Like, there's no bias. Like, dude, the numbers are the numbers. We follow the numbers, man. So you got to get that. M Squared, any final thoughts that you have on that?
No final thoughts. Someone in the chat is correct. I did not actually graduate from Kansas State. I dropped out of school before I graduated. I discovered daily fantasy sports and sports betting and made too much money to continue my education because it was costing me money by having to go take exams and go to class.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I wish I would have followed your plan on that. And then number two, you know, you're in a great spot when you're like, yeah, you know what, man, the school is just, it's a negative on the balance sheet, dude. Don't need it. Out of here. Well done. Well done. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a recap here. You know what? Just like the speculator, it looks glorious here. M Squared's on Illinois State, Belmont, over 139.5. Micah Roberts, Florida Atlantic, -4. Speculators on the Suns, Pistons, under 227.5. Wizards, Nets, under 229.5. EC, three parlays here. All right, first one, plus 209, Cincinnati money line, Oklahoma State money line, Memphis money line. Second parlay, they're all money lines here. Second parlay, plus 151, Creighton, Texas A&M, and Louisiana. Third parlay, plus 310, Iowa State and Kansas State. As for me, two plays going first, Gonzaga, St. Mary's, over 137.5. This is going to be a heck of a game tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Gonzaga had a nice run-up leading into this game. Was a little worried about that, but their point production was strong. St. Mary's obviously has a good defense, but I think that Gonzaga is going to push it just a little bit. So I like the over 137.5 there. And then a little EC salute to you, sir. A happy birthday salute. We're going with a Moneyline parlay. Only plus 120. UCLA, Tennessee, the Warriors, and the Nuggets. Four legs, plus 120. My little happy birthday salute, because I couldn't get a present out to you, bro. But you know what? That's my present, is doing it in honor for you. How about that?
I appreciate that, AB.
Yeah, there we go, man. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live from the Super Bowl next week. Well, like part of us, half the show will be. I'll still be here. However, we are going to have all kinds of great stuff coming from Arizona. EC, I think, is going to swing through over there, mess with Coach in person. Also, let me say this. Get your picks ready, because you are going to be part of the show next week. I'm not kidding. Recap and everything. Get your picks ready. I'll explain more on Monday. But we'll be live normal time Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, breaking down all your best bets then, and then we will fire right in to Super Bowl week. But till then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
CBS Tonight, TV's hottest show, is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero. I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, tonight, 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.